January 2011, Davos, Switzerland. Research in Motion CEO Jim Balsillie is in this mountain town where the global elite gather for the annual World Economic Forum. He's sitting in the back seat of a limo on the way to a dinner to celebrate the launch of a new think tank with billionaire George Soros. So far, Balsillie has been enjoying the trip. It's a much-needed distraction from stressing out about BlackBerry's declining U.S. sales. But this moment of calm won't last long. He feels his BlackBerry buzzing. It's RIM's legal counsel, Karima Bawa.
Jim, we've got some news from Egypt.
Balsillie takes a deep breath. He knows protesters have been marching through the streets to demand President Hosni Mubarak step down. Talk to me, what's happening?
Apparently, tons of protesters have been using BBM to organize.
Balsillie nods. BBM is BlackBerry's internal messaging system that lets users send free messages. Normally, messaging in the Middle East can be costly and easily accessed by state agents, but BBM messages are encrypted. BlackBerry has been losing traction in the U.S., but this secretive messaging system has allowed it to thrive abroad. Go on.
Well, I just got a call from Egypt's head telecom regulator. They're pulling the plug on BlackBerry service until we hand over the encryption keys for emails and messages.
Balsillie exhales sharply. His chest tightens. Egypt is one of our fastest-growing international markets. We can't risk getting it shut down. If we do, our stock price will tumble. But what happens if we hand over the encryption keys?
Bawa pauses.
Well, if we give up the encryption keys, we're putting these protesters at risk of imprisonment. Or worse.
Balsillie looks out the window at Davos's snow-covered sidewalks, where sleek black limos ply the streets. What's our legal standing in denying the government access to messages?
If police want access to emails, they need a warrant. Ditto with foreign governments. We don't have to give them access unless they demonstrate a legal right.
Balsillie weighs the options. Lose one of RIM's fastest-growing markets, just as American users are ditching BlackBerries, or potentially subject Egyptian protesters to Mubarak's brutal security forces. Let me make some calls and get back to you. Balsillie spends the next few hours outside the restaurant on his BlackBerry, calling various RIM executives. Eventually, he reaches a decision. Balsillie is going to close RIM's Egypt service rather than give up the user's messages. Luckily for RIM, the next day, the Egyptian government shuts down all cell phone carriers. BlackBerry isn't singled out, and RIM dodges a bullet. But its problems are about to reach global proportions.
Tools and Weapons is a podcast exploring the promise and the peril of the digital age, hosted by Microsoft's vice chair and president, Brad Smith. His latest guest is Bayer CEO Bill Anderson. Though many of us know Bayer for its pharmaceuticals, they're also focused on crop science with the goal of making sure no one on planet Earth goes hungry. On Tools and Weapons, Brad and Bill talk about how the German company is using artificial intelligence paired with CRISPR technology to increase food production without fertilizers. Their efforts put AI and digital tools in the hands of farmers to get the most out of every acre on a hotter, more crowded planet. It's the latest conversation in a series that invites listeners to pull up a front row seat to some of the most important developments in technology today. You can check out this episode and a whole lot more of Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/youknowbusiness.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars. In our last episode, Steve Jobs and Apple launched the iPad and the App Store, hitting research in motion while it was down. And things have not improved. Now, RIM's stock price and U.S. sales are in freefall. Balsillie and his co-CEO, Mike Lazaridis, fight together to bring their own tablet to market. Despite this team effort, their relationship hits a new low. Balsillie wants to bet the company on the very messaging feature the Egyptian government wanted to shut down, BBM. Lazaridis isn't so eager. But none of that will matter. And that's because a tectonic shift in technology is about to dwarf their differences. This is Episode 4, A Requiem in Slow Motion. January 11th, 2011, New York City. Verizon CEO Adam McLowell stands on stage in a black suit in front of a giant screen emblazoned with the Verizon logo. A crowd of journalists, analysts, and industry insiders are here for what they sense will be an industry-changing moment.
Today, we're bringing to market the fruit of our strategic partner with another giant of the high-tech industry, and that's Apple.
Camera shutters explode. Wireless carrier Verizon has never sold the iPhone. Up until now, AT&T has been the home of the iPhone, and Verizon has been the home base of BlackBerry, but not anymore. McLowell welcomes Apple COO Tim Cook to the stage. Cook's been taking a more prominent role as CEO as Steve Jobs battles pancreatic cancer.
And so I'm incredibly happy, and I can tell you all of Apple is very, very excited to bring the iPhone to Verizon's 93 million customers and new customers who want to use the iPhone 4 on Verizon.
Cook is talking about Apple's 4G-enabled phone. The excitement in the crowd is palpable. Not so excited are the people at Research in Motion. In fact, they're in shock. Verizon has long been an ally to RIM. But when RIM refused to make a 4G phone, Verizon went to someone who would, Apple. With the Verizon announcement, Apple's stock soars. They are now the most valuable tech company in the world, worth more than $100 billion. By contrast, RIM's U.S. sales of BlackBerry plummet by 60% in the last quarter of 2010. Not only is Verizon switching teams, it's going on an iPhone shopping spree. Within 2 years, Verizon buys 95% of its smartphones from Apple, leaving RIM with a paltry 5% of the smartphone market. RIM has lost its most powerful partner. It doesn't seem like it could get much worse, but it will. Spring 2011. Waterloo, Canada. In a conference room at RIM's HQ, the marketing team is presenting their ad campaign for the next device, the Playbook, to co-CEOs Balsillie and Mike Lazaridis. The Playbook is RIM's answer to the iPad, a tablet computer that can run apps. Both CEOs look dog-tired, but Balsillie summons the energy to get things rolling. Okay, so what have we got? The marketing team exchanges glances. Their two top marketing executives left the company, and the promo isn't in good shape. A junior rep clears her throat.
All right, so we have an idea for a slogan. Amateur hour is over.
Balsillie frowns. What the hell does that mean? Lazaridis pipes up, trying to save the team from further embarrassment. What else have you come up with? Another employee jumps in. Well, there's a concept using Tom Cruise's character Les Grossman from Tropic Thunder. He's trying to manage a crew of unpredictable characters. Why don't we have him run his movie empire using Playbook? Lazaridis shakes his head in disbelief. Balsillie is just plain confused. He has no idea what they're talking about.
Are you kidding me? You want to use a vague reference to a stupid movie like Tropic Thunder? Are we paying you to come up with this crazy stuff? Please tell me you've got something else. Why can't any of you just articulate Playbook's unique appeal?
Balsillie turns to the team.
Listen, for God's sake, can't you come up with something more sophisticated? Playbook is for business people, and that's what you need to convey.
Lazaridis furrows his brow and shakes his head.
No, I disagree. The Playbook is for consumers, too. We want regular people to buy it and to love its apps.
The marketing team members shift uncomfortably in their seats. This is bad. Everyone's frustrated, and not even the co-CEOs can decide who the Playbook is for and what tack to take. And Rim is launching Playbook in just a few weeks. Balsillie stands up to bring the meeting to a close.
Well, keep working on it and get back to us when you've got something good.
The marketing team scrambles to come up with a new ad campaign. Playbook's advantages over the iPad are a flash player and operating system. The new slogan is, "Why can't every tablet do this?" The vague slogan practically invites criticism because there's a lot the Playbook can't do. Its software design is hinky, making it difficult to write apps for it. So when it launches, the tablet only has 3,000 apps, compared to the iPad's 65,000. Consumer reaction to Playbook is meh. That's embarrassing enough, but BlackBerry built its empire on the ease and speed of using email. But when it comes to email, Playbook does the exact opposite of that. Users have to be pretty determined to even access email. First, they have to use a wireless bridge to connect their Playbook to their BlackBerry. Then, they have to wait for emails to migrate. And that happens very, very slowly. That's bad enough. But what drives business professionals nuts is that there's no saved contacts or calendar. Tech critics savage the Playbook in reviews. Sales tank, and Rim's stock price goes into freefall. The official response is to go into denial. No one is allowed to even talk about the stock price. If they're caught checking it, they have to buy donuts for the entire office. But Balsillie has an idea that he thinks will change everything. April 2011, RIM headquarters in Waterloo, Canada. Balsillie heads to Lazaridis' office. The two co-founders haven't been on the best of terms since the stock option scandal, when they got in trouble for backdating compensation. But now, the company is in dire straits, and they need to work together.
Got a second, Mike?
Lazaridis looks up, his face betraying a flicker of annoyance.
Sure, Jim.
Balsillie sits down and launches right into it.
Mike, I've been looking at the numbers. I don't think our hardware business will ever recover.
Mike Lazaridis is in charge of hardware, and he takes the knock as a personal affront.
What are you talking about, Jim? We're going to bring out the BlackBerry 10, improve our operating system, and we'll be right back on track.
Balsillie raises his hand to halt Lazaridis.
Let me finish, Mike. I think we need to focus on making our proprietary software available on other phones. I'm talking about BBM.
Lazaridis purses his lips at the mention of BlackBerry Messenger.
Okay, keep going.
BBM is one of our strongest features. People love the app. It's driving our growth in the developing world. If customers overseas didn't have BBM, they'd have to pay for every text message they send. I've got another idea to make it even better.
His idea is a twist on its SMS or single message service that allows texting. Balsillie presses on.
As long as users stay within their data plans, they can send as many messages as they want without paying any extra fees. It allows a constant stream of messaging. I'm calling it SMS 2.0.
But what does that mean for us?
Balsillie leans forward.
It means that we need to make our messaging app available on iPhone and Android. Instead of relying on revenue from RIM hardware, we can license this software and make money off of BBM. I'm telling you, it's our winning card.
Allowing BBM on rival phones? To Lazaridis, that's heresy.
No way. If our messaging system is available on other phones, people are going to stop buying BlackBerries.
Balsillie starts to get agitated.
Don't you get it, Mike? People have already stopped buying blackberries. We need to stop the bleeding, and this is how we do it.
Lazaridis's face reddens.
This is ludicrous. My priority is redoing the BlackBerry operating system.
Balsillie stands up, enraged. He can't tell if Lazaridis's reaction is misplaced pride or denial.
My priority is saving the company too, and SMS 2.0 is how we're gonna do it.
Balsillie sees SMS 2.0 as the holy grail that can't come fast enough to save the company. And slow and steady is not going to win the race. In June 2011, Apple is worth more than Microsoft, HP, and Dell combined. RIM, meanwhile, watches as its subscribers scatter and profits tumble. To staunch the bleeding, RIM lays off 10% of its workforce. But that does little to fix the problem. Its stock price plummets, erasing $20 billion from its peak market value. The company is in retreat. Shareholders and board members want blood. They demand Balsillie and Lazaridis resign, but the CEOs resist. They still believe they can turn things around. October 2011, Dubai, United Arab Emirates. Balsillie has just touched down in the desert city. He's here to make a keynote speech, a last-ditch effort to convince people that RIM's new product, the BlackBerry 10, will finally beat the iPhone. As the plane taxis towards the gate, he pulls out his BlackBerry and turns it on. He waits for the flood of emails that he missed while he was in the air, but nothing comes. He clicks on the mail icon. No new messages. That's strange. He gets a text. It's from Lazaridis. It reads simply, "Call me." He dials Lazaridis. It's 2 a.m. in Canada, but this is clearly urgent.
Mike, what's going on?
Our network is down. Nothing's getting through. It's a complete outage.
Balsillie's eyes widen.
Down? How is that possible?
We don't know. Everyone's trying to fix it. We will fix it. We just don't know when we're going to get it back up.
Balsillie is stunned. RIM is known for its reliable server and for being the best at email. But right now, Lazaridis is telling him nothing is getting through.
Call me when you know more.
Balsillie hangs up just as the plane pulls to a stop. He's faced with an impossible task. Convince the world that RIM is recovering when its BlackBerries aren't even working. The situation could not get any worse. BlackBerry users are furious. Hours turn into days. The problem turns out to be that a server crashed, wiping out RIM's capabilities. The outage is the largest in RIM's history. More than 70 million furious BlackBerry users are left with dead phones for 3 whole days. More bad news is on the way, and that will end in a professional suicide pact. You know, Audible has a brand new collection of exclusive thrillers. Every move is made more exciting by captivating sound design, eerie soundscapes, and dynamic performances. I just downloaded The Grand Opening by Carl Weber. It's a mystery about a family business in a small southern town, and there are secrets around every turn. You know, when I'm listening, the time just disappears, getting completely immersed in the story and the performances. And as an Audible member, you get to keep one title a month from their entire catalog, including bestsellers and new releases. So come on, listen along. New members can try Audible now free for 30 days. Head on over to audible.com/BW or just text BW to 500-500. That's audible.com/BW or text BW to 500-500 to try Audible free for 30 days. As business owners and managers, you use software for your business every day. You use one piece of software to manage your customers, another to manage your employees, another to manage your finances, and the list goes on. You buy these pieces independently and hope they fit neatly together like a puzzle. And then you find out the hard way that they don't, and you end up with a mess at the heart of your business operations. Does any of this sound familiar? Well, fortunately, Zoho offers a solution to this chaos. It's called Zoho One. Zoho One is a suite of around 50 pre-integrated business applications that fit together beautifully. So instead of dealing with disparate software from multiple vendors with multiple contracts and price points, you deal with one vendor with all the pieces of the business software puzzle neatly put together, offered at a very attractive price. Now, if this sounds interesting to you, you got to check out Zoho One at zoho.one. That's Zoho.one. With Zoho, you're not just licensing apps. You're licensing peace of mind. Mid-December 2011, Waterloo, Canada. Lazaridis hurries down the hallway to Balsillie's office in the RIM B building. It's only a 10-minute drive from the engineering facilities where Lazaridis works. But he and Balsillie have never been further apart. Lazaridis wants to have one final tête-à-tête with Balsillie. Balsillie looks up. "Come on in, Mike." They both have quite a few more gray hairs after the year's onslaught of bad news. Lazaridis settles into a chair and jumps right into it. "We're getting a ton of negative press. People know we aren't getting along and they're railing on us for it." Balsillie grimaces. "You don't need to tell me. Our stock is in the gutter. Profits have plunged 70% from last year. We've had to write down $485 million of unsold playbooks." Lazaridis looks down at the ground. "Yes, and I have some more bad news. The BlackBerry 10 is going to be delayed until late 2012. Balsillie can't believe what he's hearing. "Are you kidding me? I'm the front man. I'm the person who has to go out into the public and say the BlackBerry 10 is getting delayed several months. I'm going to get eaten alive." Lazaridis starts defending himself.
"Look, I'm trying my best here. It's just..."
"Mike, you've let us all down with this delay."
Lazaridis shakes his head.
"Look, it's not all on me. We've both become lightning rods."
They both pause for a minute to let that soak in. Lazaridis makes the first move.
"Look, Jim, I think the best course of action is to promote the head of the hardware division."
Balsillie looks up and stares at Lazaridis. He knows what's coming.
"We have to step aside. The board wants us out. The shareholders want us out. Hell, everyone wants us out."
Balsillie throws up his hands.
"You know what? Fine. I've had enough."
A few weeks later, in January 2012, Balsillie and Lazaridis resign as co-CEOs. It's the end of a long journey for the pair, who shared a creative partnership for two decades, one that was launched by the 9/11 tragedy and then foundered on technical misfires and the rise of a technologically superior and savvier competitor. And that competitor is getting new leadership too. September 2012, Cupertino, California. The CEO of Apple is on stage in front of a giant LED screen. Behind him are pictures of various iPads. He's wearing glasses and is dressed in black, as is customary. But he's not Steve Jobs. This is Tim Cook, the COO turned CEO after the founder, Steve Jobs, passed away last year. To gin up enthusiasm in the ranks, he cites a list of Apple's greatest hits.
"Just last quarter, we sold a whopping 17 million iPads, setting an all-new record for iPad sales. We sold more iPads than any PC manufacturer sold of their entire PC lineup."
In the time that Apple sold 17 million iPads, RIM sold a mere 260,000 playbooks. In touting Apple's gains, Cook is essentially reading RIM, its last rites.
And we've recently crossed 700,000 apps in the store. Last quarter, we sold our 400th millionth iOS device.
And then, of course, Apple brings out a new phone.
Today, we're taking it to the next level, making a huge leap.
When the iPhone 5 goes on sale, it cements Apple's place as the smartphone to have. Once it's launched, the iPhone 5 buries the BlackBerry 10. The company continues to innovate, releasing a new model every year. Many consider the iPhone to be the most successful product ever sold. Once the pioneer of smartphones, the BlackBerry has been relegated to a punchline. But it hasn't disappeared altogether. RIM was renamed BlackBerry Limited and is still listed on the stock market. It sells affordable phones in the developing world. But there's one big what if that haunts some BlackBerry fans. Balsillie's SMS 2.0 strategy of making BBM available across carriers was actually pretty smart. It would have functioned like WhatsApp. And in 2014, Facebook bought it for $16 billion. The battle between Apple and BlackBerry is yet another reminder that being first to do something, even something smoking hot like putting email on a wireless device, doesn't mean you'll keep the lead. Companies need to constantly and reliably innovate to win.
Hey, Prime members, you can binge every episode of Business Wars ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
From Wondery, this is the fourth episode of BlackBerry versus iPhone for Business Wars. A quick note about recreations you've been hearing. In most cases, we can't know exactly what was said. Those scenes are dramatizations, but they're based on historical research. I'm your host, David Brown. Natalie Robomet wrote this story. Karen Lowe is our senior producer and editor. Edited and produced by Emily Frost. Voice acting by Michelle Phillippe. Sound design by Kyle Randall. Our producer is Dave Schilling. Our executive producers are Jenny Lauer-Beckman and Marshall Louie. Created by Hernan Lopez. For Wondery.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture-themed trophies for six basketball-related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill, you might win some, but you just lost one trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.